Tonight we begin Torah Ayin Tes in Likutei Moran Tanina. Now this chapter is unique in the entire Sefer Likutei Moran in both Chalokim in that this chapter is not based on a shiur that was actually given by Rabbeinu Zal. This chapter is a selection of notes, handwritten notes, that Rabbi Nosson Zal found, a manuscript of short notes that Rabbeinu Zal had prepared for himself, obviously, for a shiur that he possibly intended to give, but never was given. And the notes are deep, and they have some very deep things in them, but they're very, very short, very sharp. Rabbi Nosson Zal first presents the notes as is, and then he goes on to take about half of these notes and expound on them and clarify and show the theme behind them and the concepts that are to be learned from them. So if possible, everybody pay attention. We're going to try to make the connections as best as they can be made and to get as much as we can from this. There are several chapters in Likutei Halachos where this Torah is referenced and brought out with much more clarity. Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, Oid Matsonu Ksav Yad Rabbeinu Zal. We also discovered a handwritten piece from Rabbeinu Zal. Vehem Roshe Prokin Me'eze Torah Neflo. And these are short notes of a wondrous Torah, a wondrous shir of Rabbeinu Zal. Hakoil Koil Yaakov. The Pasuk says in the Chumash that the voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Kruz. This refers to an announcement. We know the Gemara tells us that, for example, from Har Sinai, there comes forth an announcement each and every single day to the entire Klal Yisrael, where Hashem says to the Jews, Ad Mosai Psoim Te'ehovu Pesi, how long will you fools enjoy your foolishness? How long are the Jews going to stay asleep from studying Torah, from waking up and really fulfilling their purpose in this world? So this all represents, there are many, many examples in the Torah of the koil of Kiddusha, the voice of holiness, the koil shofar that's blown on Rosh Hashanah, the koil of the tzaddik who is mechiach, who speaks to the Jewish people and attempts to arouse them to serve Hashem. All of these koilos of Kiddusha are referred to as the koil Yaakov versus Esav. By Esav also, the Pasuk says, Vayiso Koiloi, that when Esav discovered that Yaakov Avinu had escaped with his brachos, Esav lifted up his voice and cried. So we see that there is this concept of a Koil Dikdusha, and there is the Zeh L'uma Zeh, there is on the opposite side of the fence, the Koil of Esav Harosha. Yitzchok Avinu, represents Zman, time. And the word Yitzchok is a composite of three items. Kuf, Tzadik, Yeshenim. The word Yitzchok is made up of the letters Kuf, Tzadik, and the remaining letters are Chai, to be alive. Rabbeinu Zal says that the letters Kuf and Tzadik represent sleep, as we're going to see later on in this Torah. And Yitzchok Avinu in general represents a concept of Zman, a concept of time. We know that Avram Avinu, the three forefathers of the Jewish people, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are known as Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes. Avram Avinu is known as kindness. Yitzchak Avinu is known as harshness, din, which is the concept of Zman. Zman is an inyan of din. The Tikkunei Zohar says that why is it that the Jewish people In English or in the rest of the world, time is told by the hour. Concept of 24 hours. Each hour is made up of 60 minutes. Each minute is made up of 60 seconds. Units of 60. Shishim Hema Malochis, the Pasuk says. That 60 represents Malchus, which is Tzimtzum, which is Din. The Tikkun Ezer says, but you'll note that in the Jewish religion, when they bench Rosh Chodesh in Shul, they announce the Moilad, and they announce it in Chalokim, whereby the hour is divided into 1,080 units. Each unit is equal to 3 1/3 seconds. Each Chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. When you multiply 1,080 by 3 1/3, you get this 30... 60 minutes. You get these 60 minutes. You get the full 60 minutes of the hour. Or 3,600 seconds. That's what I wanted to point out. Why this number, 1,080? Tatraf Chalokim. The Zohar Kodesh says it's obvious. If you know Kabbalah, everything makes sense. We know that there's Yud-Kei Vov-Kei. The Vov represents Tiferes. The Vov represents Zerampin, of which the nickname is Tiferes. Beauty is the name that's used to summarize the entire Zerampin. The Malchus is considered to be one step below that. One step below Tiferes. One step below Tiferes is Tuf Tuf Reish Pei. This 1,080 Chalokim of the hour, which represent the Malchus Dikdusha, the concept of Tzimtzum, a constriction, which is right below Tiferes, which is the next level above it. The Zohar HaKadosh always refers to the Yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah as the Yichud of Tiferes and Malchus. Tiferes represents the Zohar, Malchus represents the Nekeva, the female. So that's how we get this number, Tatraf. So we see this concept of Zman being a concept of Tzimtzum, Din, judgment, confinement, constriction, versus the concept of going above time, Olam Haba, which is called eternity. Eternity means no time, unlimited, infinite. That's a concept of kindness, chesed, open, an open road, unlimited. That's that concept of unlimited. Rabbi Nizal continues, note, when the Torah discusses the subject of tshuva, there's also a reference to the koil, the voice. Vishavto ad Hashem Elokecho, vishomato bekoiloi. When the Jewish people will return to Hashem, and they will listen to the voice of Hashem. So we see that tshuva is an inyan of this koil, also, this koil dikdusha. Success in tshuva is where a person gets to a point where he listens, he hears, and complies with the voice of Hashem, the command of Hashem. Yitzchok ben Avraham. The Torah tells us that Yitzchok Avinu was the son of Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Nizal says that this concept of Yitzchok ben Avraham represents time being elevated to the level above time, Lamala min Azman. Rabbi Nizal explains now. Zman nisached. Through Yitzchok ben Avraham, time becomes one. Time, which represents many, time is a measurement in multiples, time becomes one through Yitzchok ben Avraham. How? Rabbi Nizal explains. Avraham oyavai. The Torah refers to Avraham as a concept of love. Hashem calls Avraham Avinu my beloved one. Zera Avraham oyavai. The Jews are called the children of my beloved Avraham. Now we know the concept of love is a concept of lamalo min azman. When a person loves somebody and they're spending time with that person, that time seems to go by like nothing. When you're with somebody that you really love, or when you're doing something that you really love to do, when there is this ahava, the zman disappears. Rabbi Nizal says, as the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, that when Yaakov Avinu liked Rachel very much, the Vayihu bi'enov ki yomim achodim bi'ahavosoy oiso, the 7 years that he had to work for her, for Rachel, the time flew by ki yomim achodim, like one day, out of his unusual, out of his high level of love towards her. So we see that Ahavo is an inyan of Lamala min Azman. So Avraham Avinu, who is the concept of Ahavo, Zera Avraham Oyhavai, Avraham Avinu is a concept of Lamala min Azman. Yitzchok, on the other hand, is Zman. Yitzchok is Din, Kates. Kates means the end, Acharis Hayomim. We're going to see soon. Yitzchok is the concept of Zman. Yitzchok is Zman, Avraham is Lamala min Azman. What's in between them? Yitzchok ben Avraham. What is ben? Ben is tshuva. Rabbi Nizal says, Ushaor Yoshuv Bincha. There's a pasuk referring to the subject of tshuva. There is a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in New York that's called Shar Yoshuv. They got that name from a pasuk in Navi, Ushaor Yoshuv Bincha, that the remainder will return to Hashem. They'll become true close sons of Hashem. So we see that Ben is a concept of tshuva, Yoshuv. Yitzchok, Ben Avraham, Yitzchok is Zman, which through tshuva is elevated to Lamalam and Azman, to Avraham. Im toshuv v'oshivcho lefonai ta'amoid. Hashem says, if you will return, if Bnei Yisrael will return to me, v'oshivcho, if they'll make an attempt to return to me, Hashem says, I will accept them, I will return them, lefonai ta'amoid, and they will stand before me. Rabbi Nizal is going to touch on this more a little bit later in the Torah now. This is the first paragraph of Roshei Prokim. These are remozim, these are short hints of a chapter on Likutei Moran that was never told publicly. These are notes that Rabbi Nizal had on this chapter. Next, Rabbi Nizal goes on, Kivo HaShemesh. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu at one time left his home. He left Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran, and he came to a place and he had to spend the night there because the sun had set before its right time. The clock was speeded up. Time was shortened. The day was shortened. It was shrank down. The Pasuk says, Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun had set, Niskatzer Hazman. This is a concept of shortening of time. The Pasuk says there, Vayishkav Bamokoim, that Yaakov Avinu slept in that place. The Tikkun Ezer says that the word Yishkav is Ois Yois Yesh Chof Beis, that there are 22 letters of the Torah, that this represents the Mokoim Mikdosh, where Yaakov Avinu was at that time, where he saw this heavenly vision, which was a composite of these Chof Beis Asvon Doiraisa, these 22 letters. Note, letters, again, are a concept of tshuva. Kru imochem devorim v'shuvu. The Pasuk says, Hashem says to the Jewish people, bring with you words and return to me. Hashem says, when a Jew does something wrong, I don't expect him necessarily to be able to undo it. Because there are many pigamim, there are many sins that a Jew can do where it's not possible to remove it physically. How do you remove it? Through dibur, by a verbal apology, confession, vidui. A Jew says the oshamnu with sincerity, the ana, and a person has his own personal confession in English where he speaks to Hashem on a regular basis, apologizing for what he did wrong and asking Hashem to help him not to do it again. That's this concept of returning to Hashem with words, diburim. So we see that Oisiois, Dibur, again, letters, is again a concept of tshuva. Me avnei hamokim, the Pasuk says there that Yaakov Avinu took from the stones of that place and he prepared a pillow for himself. Avnei hamokim, avonim Oisiois. The Sefer Yetzirah tells us that the term avonim, stones, refers to letters of the Torah. The letters of the Torah are the building blocks of the Torah. They are referred to many times as stones. Even Moasu Haboinim Hoysel Roishpino. The Sefer Yetzirah says this refers to Neshamois or Oisiois of the Torah. Each one of the Neshamois of the Jew, Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiois La Torah. There is a letter in the Torah corresponding to each Neshama of the Jews, and each Neshama is referred to as an Even, a holy stone. The Pasuk says in Eicha, that when the Jews were driven out of Yerushalayim and so much Jewish blood was spilled during the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Pasuk says, Tishtapechno avnei kodesh v'roish kol chutzos, that the holy stones were splattered in the streets. This refers to the Jewish blood that was spilled, the neshamos that was splattered. These neshamos are referred to as these avnei kodesh. So the term even refers to neshamos or Oisiois, the letters of the Torah which correspond to these neshamois. Me avnei amokoim, so Yaakov Avinu took from the stones of that place, avonim oisiois, and he used them to prepare a pillow, vayosem tachas merashoisav, he placed it under the back of the, under his head. Mirashoysov, Rabbi Nizal says, Machshavo Mevarer HaKoil. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that regarding tshuva, the Zohar HaKadosh makes a very powerful statement, Kulhu b'machshava isbriru, that all the tikkunim, the main tikkun of tshuva that needs to be done on the part of the person, is in the mind. The main melchemes hayetzer that takes place is within the brain of a person. The turmoil that a person goes through, all the bad thoughts that the satan puts into a person's mind, all the confusion, the bombardment of doubts in faith in Hashem, doubts in faith in tzaddikim, this mental war that goes on against the satan, the yetzer hara, the Zohar HaKadosh says that all the birurim that need to be made, all the tikkunim, everything that needs fixing in this world, can be done within machshava. Interestingly, just yesterday on Shabbos, we had the whole shir about the par dinim, that this number, peresh, represents the whole power of din, the whole power of judgment on the part of Hashem. From the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, there is a spectacular chiddush, unbelievable chiddush, where the Baal Shem Tov shows how in a certain pasuk in Tehillim, which we say every day in Shacharis, where the pasuk speaks about Hashem sweetening the sins of the Jews, removing our sins, we know that the averos of the Jewish people are always referred to as redness. Red, the symbol of dam, blood, punishment, murder, destruction, Esav, Harasha, the power of Esav, versus whiteness, which represents purification. The Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, they used to hang up a strip of cloth in the Beis HaMikdash, and the strip would be red initially. If the sins of the Jewish people were forgiven, this strip would convert, would change to white via miracle. This was one of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash to show that the Yidden were forgiven for their sins. If not, if they weren't forgiven, this would remain red. So the whole concept of forgiveness for sins is represented by this whitening of the redness. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, Hanoisein Sheleg Katzomer, Hashem provides snow white as wool, Kefoir Koefer Yefazer, and Hashem disperses Kefoir, kfirim, are the frost, Hashem disperses it like ashes, koefer, like ashes, like thin ashes, Hashem sprinkles it over the world. What is this referring to? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that this refers to a concept of hamtokas hadinim, sweetening din. Where does the main sweetening of this judgment take place? The Zohar HaKadosh says, in machshava, kulhu b'machshava isbariru. We know that the human mind, in biology, they discussed three parts of the brain, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and medulla. In the Torah, we also discuss three parts of the brain, keser, chochma, and bina, or sometimes referred to as chochma, bina, and das. There are these three parts of the brain. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says this is what this pasuk is referring to. We know that din is represented by these five letters in the aleph beis, mem, nun, tzadik, pei, and chaf, which come at the end of a word, menatzpach. They close the word. Closing is always a concept of din, harshness. Opening, wide open, is a concept of kindness. The door is wide open to receive guests. A closed door represents harshness, din. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that these par dinim are sweetened by the three parts of the brain. These three parts of the brain, chochma, bina, and das, are represented by different names of Hashem. The name of Hashem that corresponds to chochma is yud kei vav kei. The name of Hashem that corresponds to bina is ekye. The name of Hashem that corresponds to Das is Aleph Kei Vav Kei. There is a name of Hashem, Aleph Kei Vav Kei, that's the name that's appointed over Das. There are many proofs that are given to this. Bereshis Bora Elikim, Es Hashemayim V'es Oretz. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in this sentence is included all the 10 spheroids. Bereshis, Reshis is Chochma, Reshis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Bora Elikim, Elikim is Bina, Es Hashemaim v'es Haaretz, the first letters, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, represent Das. That's one representation within this pasuk. Also, the gematria of Aleph, Kei, Vav, Kei is begematria Toiv. And we know that Toiv is synonymous with Das. The pasuk says, Gam b'loi Das, Nefesh loi Toiv. Without Das, a person is no good. Toiv and Das are synonymous. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the teacher of all knowledge to Bnei Israel, the pasuk says, "Vatera oisoi ki toiv hu." She saw that he was good. Toiv, meaning that he was this side of Aleph Kei Vav Kei, this name of Hashem that represents Das. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says, this is what we see in this sentence, "Kifoyer ko'efer yifazer." This represents these paradinim being sweetened via the three parts of the brain, a purification taking place within the three parts of the brain. Kifoyer is chaf vav, par. Yud ke vav ke, smashing these 280 dinim. Ko'efer is chaf aleph, par. Chaf aleph is bigimatria ekia. It's ekia, bina, sweetening these 280 units of din. Yifazer is Yud Zayin Par. Yud Zayin is Bigematria Toiv, which is Aleph Kei Vav Kei. This represents Chochma, Bino, and Das. This Kulhu B'machshova is Beriru. This Biru, Rabbi Nizal says, Machshova Mevarer HaKoel. The Machshova, the main sweetening of Din that takes place in Judaism, is dependent on the brain. This is how the Gemara makes a statement in Soita, Lo'oilom ein odom choyte ilom kei nichnas boi ruach shtus, because you should know that it's the brain that counts the most. If a person can take hold of their power of concentration, that can control the rest of the body, is no problem. If you're able to grab hold of your head and keep it in check and avoid any thoughts that are anti-Hashem, and concentrate on thinking only of Hashem, only of coming close to Hashem, you'll find that the whole Judaism, the whole religion is open to you. There's no problem doing all the mitzvahs and avoiding all the averos. Because everything that's needed, all three levels of hamtoko, take place within the brain itself. Now Rabbi Nizal continues. This is from Parshas Vayetze. Rabbi Nizal is going on a tour through the Torah now, from Parsha to Parsha, selecting out pieces that relate to this. Next Parsha, Vayishlach. The Parsha begins with the words, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Yaakov Avinu sent messengers, angels, El Esav Ochiv, his brother Esav, Arzo Seir Sedei Edoim. Rabbi Nizal explains now, Mitzvois, Zmanios, Oso, Mitzvois Harbe, Nivro Kama Malochim. That Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Mitzvois Zmanios. He did mitzvois that relate to time. We know that within the Torah there is a distinction, the whole distinction between male and female, Zohar and Ekeva, which is a concept of Das, Zikoroin, and Shikcha. Das and Datoin Kalois. A histalkus adas, the whole distinction is based on whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah shehazman gromo. Those mitzvahs which are dependent on time, women specifically are exempt from. Those mitzvahs that are not bound by time are mitzvahs that women are chayiv in. This distinction between mitzvahs zmanios versus mitzvahs that are lemalo min hazman, that are not bound by time at all. Rabbi Nizal says, Mitzvois Zmanios also, Yaakov Avinu did mitzvois that are related to time, and Mitzvois Harbe, Nivro Kama Malochim, he did many mitzvois, from which were created many malochim. The Gemara says, a Jew does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. So these malochim that Yaakov Avinu sent were created from his mitzvois. Lefonov, he sent these angels, these messengers, before him, to go before him. Rabbi Nizal says, Lefonov is a concept of tshuva. Vo'oshivcho lefonai. Hashem says, I will return you before me. So we see that tshuva is an inyan of lefonov. Arzo seir. Rabbi Nizal quotes a Roshei Tevois, Gimel Dalid Tov Hei Reish. This is not explained at all by Rabbi Nosson Zal later. atzigo, suko, tshuva, tisukeni bebeten imi, sha'ar yoshuv bincha. Rabbi Nizal quotes other items here that are also related to tshuva. The concept of a sukkah is also an inyan of tshuva, where Hashem is makariv a person, v'yaminoi techabkeni, this concept of bringing close a bal tshuva that's done specifically in the holiday of Sukkot. Tisukeni bebeten imi, the pasuk says, I was covered up in the stomach, in the womb of my mother. This concept of Hashem protecting a person through the kiddush of this sukkah, hoylada, a concept of birth, which is again a concept of tshuva. The Gemara says, ger shenizgayer kikoton shenoylad, that when a person accepts upon themselves tshuva, that's when the person begins to live. Person who does tshuva when he's 40 years old, and at 40 he starts from zero, and he starts growing, 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, the concept of time, first beginning. Sha'ar Yoshuv Bincha. Again, Bain, a child, is also an inyan of tshuva. So we see that Hailada is an inyan of tshuva, and Sukkah is also an inyan of tshuva. Period. Next parsha. Now note, we said that shortly, on the other side of the page, there's going to be elaboration on about 50% of what we're covering here in these short pieces. But for now, let's try to get as much as we can from them. Rabbi Nizal goes on to the next parsha, the next sedra. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu lived in the land where his father had lived, where Yitzchok Avinu had lived. Lekayim kibud av. He lived there next to his father to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av, to serve his father. Levatel koyach kibud shel Esav, to nullify the effects of the respect for his father that Esav showed. The Torah also writes that Esav had a bechin of kibud av. The kibud av of Yaakov Avinu was in opposition to this. The pasuk continues to say, Ele toildois Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef. Now we know that there's a rule in the Torah that whenever it says Eile, these are, it means those other ones aren't. These are children. The other ones mentioned earlier are not. Eile toildois, poisel zaroi shel Esav. This shows that the children of Esav are posel. They are nullified. Eile is poisel asarishonim, the Gemara says. Wherever it says these are, it means those are not. These are children versus all the children listed earlier in the Chumash. The children of Esav, they are not counted as children. Yosef, tshuva. Yosef, the main child of Yaakov Avinu, again represents tshuva. Toisvois al tzadikim. Because the word Yosef means additional. Greater than, in a sense. And Rabbi Nizal says, greater than what? Greater than tzadikim. Yosef hatzadik means greater than, in addition to the tzadik. What's in addition to the tzadik? What's greater than a tzadik? Bal tshuva. Rabbi Nizal quotes the Gemara, b'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim, ein tzadikim gemur mechalam lamoid. That bal tshuva is the concept of above a tzadik. So Yosef hatzadik is a concept of bal tshuva. Again, Yosef, in addition to the tzaddik. Addition to the tzaddik, above the tzaddik, is tshuva. Beis Esav lekash, beis Yosef lehova. The pasuk says that Yosef is the main threat to Esav HaRosha. That the 400 men that Esav HaRosha selected as his team, as his army, to come to Yaakov Avinu, those 400 men are kash, kufshin, straw. Kash is bigimatria 400, and Beis Yosef is Lehova. Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes that little spark. You take a little spark and drop it into straw, you see how fast that straw goes up in flames, it becomes nothing. That's the koyach of Esav versus, the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik versus Esav HaRosha.
What do you mean when you say, these are the children of Yaakov, Yosef?
These are the children of exactly, that Yosef HaTzadik is called the best one, the main one, out of all the children of Yaakov Avinu. He had all the good of all the other ones rolled up into one. That was Yosef HaTzadik.
Which way does it go? If Yosef comes to Yaakov, like if the spark goes into the straw, so which one is considered the spark?
Yosef HaTzadik is considered the spark. The Pasuk says, Beis Esav Lekash, that the house of Esav HaRosha, Esav came with 400 men, right? 400 is Bigimakriya Kash, straw. Esav is symbolized by straw. Yosef HaTzadik represents a little spark that comes out of the hammer of Yaakov Avinu. And with that spark, he burns, he destroys completely the whole big load of straw. The Satan, the Yetzirah, is always called, what's that word? Ruach Seora Godoil Beshaita. The Satan is, in Syrian, in Arabic, we have expression, Shibi Hawi, bag of wind. The Satan, the Yetzirah, is called bag of wind. And it was big Ruach Seora. It looks very big straw. You have a pile of straw, it looks this tall. Then a person, you get one of the little kids who jumps on it. He figures he's going to jump on it. And he lands right down, he goes flying down because the straw is thin. It looks fluffy, it's like foam. And you land on it, it has no solidness, it has no real fullness to it. Miketz, next parsha in the Torah. Vayhi miketz shnosayim yomim uparoi choleim vihine yomid al hayoer. The Torah says that at the end of a certain period of time, Paroi had a dream, and he was standing at the edge of a river. Rabbi Nizal says, Achris hayomim uParoi choleim, sitra achra mischazekes. The power of dreams, Paroi, represents the soton, the koyach hamedame, this imagination, which is the opposite of emes, the opposite of the Torah, the opposite of truth, the opposite of seichel. Person dreaming, that's the opposite of a person being attached to this sechel. Sitra achra mischazekes, the satan is getting stronger. Vehine oimed, Paroi dreamed that he was standing at the edge of a river. Standing, Rabbi Nizal says, he was standing on the river, right. Vehine oimed, shosak. Oimed, to stand, the word oimed also means to be silent. Person stopped. Stops moving, the sun, Hashem, the Yeshua commanded, Doim Shemesh Begivoin Doim, be silent. How, when it was silent, it stopped moving. So this concept of La'amoid, to remain still, to be still means to be silent. Rabbi Nizal says, that's also a Shosak, that's also a concept of Tshuva. Yishma Bezyoinoi, Yidoim Veyishtoik. Part of Tshuva means being able to be quiet, to feel embarrassed. To feel embarrassed for what we did before, that embarrassment, that shame, leads a person to a quietness, a silentness, rather than being loud, arrogant, chas v'shalom. Yo'er, the river, also represents tshuva. Mibchi nohorois chovash. There's a pasuk that says that from tears, rivers are formed. Nosu nohorois koilam. The rivers lift up their voices. And we said in the beginning of this Torah that the koil, ha-koil, koil Yaakov, that's the whole concept of tshuva. We said earlier, the kruz, this koil of Yaakov, this koil of Kedusha, which is dependent on tshuva, which is also hinted to by this river, this Yo'er. Next parsha, Vayigash. Rabbi Nizal says, Parsha's Vayigash begins with the words Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Do tikruvto malko b'malko. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. That Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approached Yosef HaTzadik. The Zohar HaKadosh says these two were the basis for the kingdom of Bnei Israel. Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David. Moshiach ben David, King David, comes from Shevet Yehuda. So when these two got together, Yehuda and Yosef got together to talk, that's when it was really, really explosive. The Zohar HaKadosh says this represents, the Pasuk says, Ki hine hamalochim noyadu yachtov. The kings joined together. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to this unity between Yehuda and Yosef. Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef. Nisachdu b'mitzvois. They got together with mitzvahs, because the word mitzvah means bitziv. When two people are united in one bond, in Aramaic, that's bitzivsa chodo, one chain, one bond. Chavilois, chavilois mitzvahs. We have this term, bundles and bundles of mitzvahs, how the mitzvahs are united. They represent an achdus, a unity. Kihine hamalochim, oz avrum kol malachei chabola. When these malachim of Kiddusha get together, these mitzvahs, which represent malachim, we said earlier, they push away all malachim of destruction, are pushed away. And Yehuda said, Yedaber no avdecha dovor bi'ozne adoini, please allow me to speak these words into the ears of my master. He was referring to Yosef HaTzadik. Rabbi Nezal says, Yedaber no be'ozne, v'lo yival v'lo eskoili. Why did he say speaking into the ears? Implying that he didn't want his voice to be dispersed. He wanted his voice, what he would say, to go clearly into the ears of Yosef HaTzadik. Va'al yichar apcha, and don't be angry with me, Yehuda said. Rabbi Nezal says, there's a pasuk which says, Batzar lecha, umitzaucha es kol advorim oile. Batzar lecha, when you'll be constricted, kiparoi. This represents paroi, an inyan of din, ha'oiref, the back of the neck, dinim, versus the front, ponai, a whole concept of ponai, the ponim, person wants to show favoritism to somebody, person wants to show goodwill, you turn your face to them. Person wants to show their disdain and dislike, they turn the back of their neck to the person. That's this whole concept of din, harshness, which is symbolized by paroi. The word paro, pharaoh, in English, is the letters ho'oireth, the back of the neck, representing this power of din, the opposite of the Jewish people. The pasuk says about the Yidni, Yiso Hashem ponov eilecho, that Hashem gives nesias ponim to the Jews, versus to the goyim, he gives them this ho'oireth, this paroi. Kiparoi, tshuva. The word paroi also represents tshuva. Rabbi Nezal says, "Befroya perois behisnadev om." The pasuk says in the Shiras Devorah, it begins with this, these words, that when the Jews will be in at a level where they need to do tshuva, befroya perois, he saw we read in this week's parsha Kisisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he saw ki forua ha'om, that the people were very, very low, on a very low level, referring to the fact that they had to do tshuva. There was a requirement for tshuva. And Yehuda said to Yosef HaTzadik, ki komoicho kefaroi, because you are like paroi. Rabbi Nezal says, this like, equal, komoicho means equal, also a concept of tshuva, tshuvas hamishkol. The Gemara discusses a concept of tshuva where the repentance has to match the crime. A concept where the Rambam Zal and the other Meforshim write that when a person wants to really, really fulfill tshuva, it's only done when the person finds themselves in the identical situation again, where they're presented with an identical test that they had earlier, and they pass the test this time. That represents true tshuva. Tshuvas ha-mishkal. Mishkal means weighted, equal. On the scale, it balances out equally. Yosef hitmin cherposi. The pasuk says that the Torah says Yosef HaTzadik was called Yosef al shem osaf alikimes cherposi, because Rochel Imenu said he was the one who hid the shame of Rochel. Till now she was ashamed, embarrassed, that she hadn't had any children. This was her first child. He hid her shame. The concept of Yosef is one who hides the cherpa of the Jewish people. The cherpa, the shame, being their sins. Because he represents tshuva, tshuva is what covers up the sins of Bnei Yisrael. It hides and removes the shame of the Yidden. That's why it's mentioned. Because when the Yidden act like Goyim, that's when they get this title Am Kshei Oiref, stubborn. That they have the word Kshei Oiref, it's not paroi, is Ho Oiref, referring to the back of the neck. This refers to a stubbornness, an unbending, a person not willing to change, not willing to improve, or the opposite, not willing Chas Hashem to leave Hashem completely.
But then why did he mention the word Rabbi? It must mean they didn't want if they were turning away from Hashem.
Exactly.
And he said, Arpa is the opposite of them, but then Hashem calls them Shere.
When they're bad. Because the Jewish people regular represent the ponim, the face, the good part. When they misbehave, when they do the wrong, by the goy, which one is more regular, which one is more normal? By the Yidden, it's more normal to be good. By the goyim lahavdil, it's considered normal for them to be bad, to go against Hashem.
What do you mean, Yitzhak tried to make, took away the shame, he tried to make her happy?
No, because Rachel Imenu, when Leah and Bilha and Zilpa were having children and Rachel wasn't, she felt ashamed a little, like they had something that she didn't have. So the minute she had her first child, she said, now Hashem has taken away my shame. This child, Yosef, she called him Yosef because Osaf Elokim es Cherposi. Hashem has gathered in my shame. Now I don't have to be ashamed anymore that they have children and I don't. I also have a child. You understand?
I thought Yosef was because she wanted to have more children.
There are two reasons that are mentioned in the Torah. In the Chumash, it says she called him Yosef because Yosef Hashem li bein acher, may Hashem give me another child. And also, Hashem osaf ki osaf olikim es cherposi. Both reasons are mentioned in the Chumash. And both are necessary. Next, Parshas Vayechi begins, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, that the days of Yaakov Avinu, the time for Yaakov Avinu to pass away, approached. Rabbi Nizal says, Vayikravu Yemei, the days came closer. That's a concept of Hisachdus Hazman, a shortening of time, where the time starts zooming in towards us. Lomus ze batzar lecho, that represents suffering. Ein yisurim b'layovin, ein misa b'laychet, vein yisurim b'layovin. These two, yisurim and misa, are considered one and the same. Yisurim is considered to be a taste of death. Suffering is considered to be a taste of death. So, batzar lecho, lomus, is a concept of batzar lecho. Be'acharis hayomim, batzar lecho, mitzaruchu es kol advorim o'ele, be'acharis hayomim, the pasuk says there. Ba'achris hayomim, vayikro livnoi li Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu called his son Yosef, tshuva. Son is a concept of tshuva. Shar Yoshuv bincha. Hitmin cherposi, and Yosef HaTzadik represents the one who hides the shame, just as tshuva covers up the sins of the Jewish people. It hides their shame. And Yaakov Avinu said to him, I'll take Bereini b'Mitzrayim. Please don't bury me in Mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? B'Meitzar Hagoroin. We know the Zohar HaKadosh Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the throat is called Mitzrayim. That's the most constricted part of the body, where there are so many different pipes and everything coming together in such a narrow place, where the speech comes from there, the breathing, the whole power of achila, the kona, the veshet, the veridin, all the different arteries and everything that's connected, it all connects here in the throat area. It's called meitzar hagoroin, the narrow place of the throat. That's Mitzrayim. Again, which is the concept of where the coil comes from, al nosik b'reini b'mitzrayim, b'shas b'chinas batzar lecho. At the time of this batzar lecho, this tzimtzum, this constriction, tzar means a narrow place. Next parsha, v'eile shemois b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara darshins, there's a pasuk that says, lechu chazu mifalois alikim, asher som shamois b'oretz. Look at the greatness of Hashem, that Hashem has placed shamois, desolate places in the world. The Gemara says, Al tikri shamois el shamois, that look at the wonder of Hashem, that Hashem has created names, given names to items in the world. Shamois, pe'ulois. This means actions. The name reflects the action of the person or the action of the being. A lion is called Aryeh because it reflects the action of that animal. That animal is the symbol of Gevurah, strength. Aryeh is Bigimatria Gevurah. Many other animals or people, Kidoyer, a man by the name of Kidoyer, was given that name because he represented a wicked person. The Pasuk says about Sedoim, Kidoyer Ta'apu Chayseimo. They're an upside-down generation. Many other examples. Pa'ulois, mitzvois. Shemois, shamois, pirud bein ha-mitzvois. Shamois means a vacant place, like a desolate place. This represents the separation, the spaces between mitzvois. Between one mitzvah and the next mitzvah. That represents like in a field where you have patches of growth, things that are growing, and patches where it's empty, where it's void. Vayihi kol nefesh Yaakov, Yordam Mitzrayim, Shivim nefesh, V'yosef hoye b'Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that the family of Yaakov Avinu that went down to Mitzrayim were 70 nefoshes, and Yosef HaTzadik was already in Mitzrayim. Rav Nezal says, Shivim Nefesh, 70, it doesn't say Shivim Nefoshois, plural, it says Shivim Nefesh, Achdus, that's a concept of unity. Al Yidei, how is the unity brought about? Al Yidei V'Yosef Hoyo B'Mitzrayim. Through the fact that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Yosef who is? Osaf Cherposi. Yosef HaTzadik represents the concept of Tshuva, covering up the shame. When there is tshuva, there is achdus. When the Yidden do tshuva, that's tshuva and this achdus go together. Just as when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, at the climax of their tshuva, during the 49 days of the Sfiras HaOmer, which were 49 days of tshuva, which were the tikkun for the 49 levels of tumah that they were in when they were in Mitzrayim, what was the climax? Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. The Pasuk says, Vayichan, they rested, singular, not Vayachanu Shom Yisrael. Vayichan is singular, Ke'ishechod Belevechod. They achieved this Achdus in conjunction with the climax of Tshuva. Next Parsha, Vo'era. Parsha's Vo'era begins with the words, Vo'era El Avraham. Hashem says, I revealed myself to Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, I revealed myself to Avraham Avinu, Bekel Shakai. Rabbi Nezal says, Shakai is a concept of Zman, Gvul, Golus. A concept of time, a concept of boundary, a concept of exile. Because Hashem's name Shakai, where does it come from? The Gemara says, She'omar lo'ilomoy dai. She'dai. That it is enough. Die enough is a concept of tzimtzum, limiting something, not more, not infinite, not forever, but limited. So Shakai is a concept of zman, time, boundary, golus. Ushmi Hashem loinoy dati lohem. Hashem said they had the name Shakai, they didn't have the name Yudke Vovke. Kishayidfiku al talse rachmim. When the Yidden will knock on the doors of kindness, that's when they're attaching themselves to this name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Koidem Haketz, before the end, of the Golos, the 190 years that the Yidden were, that was subtracted, that was the amount of time that was removed from the initial Gzeira, the Jews were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. Hashem had told Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben Absorin that the Jewish people would be in Egypt for 400 years. And they ended up staying 210 years, so 190 years were removed, were taken away. Again, the clock was shortened, the time was shrunken down. Zehu hiskarvus hazmanin. This represents a concept of bringing the time closer. Vegam hakimoisies brisi loseis lohemes eretz migurehem. The Pasuk says, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have fulfilled my commitment. I'm prepared to fulfill my commitment to give the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, which is called Eretz Migurehem, the land where they are supposed to live. The Targum on the word Migurehem is Tois Voishan, the place of residence. Toishov means to live, Toshav also means tshuva. The concept of tshuva. Eretz Megurehem is a concept of tshuva. Megayer, to convert, is the ikar, the highest degree of tshuva possible. Rabbi Nizal says, Tois Voisheim, tshuva. Vigam ani, and how is this tshuva brought about? Vigam ani shomati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. Hashem said, I heard the screams of the Yidden. Ze koil, this refers to the koil, their voices. Megurehem, the word Megurehem, Asifas Hanitzutzais B'tshuva. We know the concept of Gerim, converts, joining the Jewish people, represents different sparks of Kedusha that are dispersed among the nations of the Goyim that are being returned to the Jewish people. Where to? Le'eretz Yisroel. Eretz Megurehem is Eretz Yisroel. The Pasuk says about Eretz Yisroel, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisroel Yechanes, that Hashem will rebuild the city of Yerushalayim and gather in the Nidche Yisroel, those that are distant, those that are far away, these sparks of Kedusha that are far away. We'll hold it over here for now. Now again, these are all very short blips hinting to something which Rav Nosson Zal, hopefully in the Shir next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to clarify what the theme here is, what the underlying theme is, and how all of these pieces plug into it.